Republican Lauren Boebert made her first public appearance in Montrose since winning the 3rd congressional district election, speaking to a packed house at Turn of the Century Saloon on Monday night. Boebert offered a narrowly partisan message, casting aspersions, blending rhetoric with reality, and recycling jokes to boisterous applause from the nearly all-white crowd. Wearing her trademark Glock on her hip, Boebert said that, as her supporters, those in the room are part of God's plan. She made no mention of the 500,000 lives lost to the deadly coronavirus pandemic, but she complained about the party that won the most seats in Congress during the last election passing new legislation to address it. At least 95% of attendees at the saloon were unmasked, and there was no room for social distancing. Just before she hit the stage, at the table where I found a seat, attendees were complaining about Hillary Clinton, quote, Jews, and quote, illegals. Boebert blamed the long broken U.S. immigration system on President Joe Biden, who was sworn in 2 months ago, offering only a wall as a solution. She spoke adoringly of ex-President Donald Trump while claiming Democrats enacted heightened security at the U.S. Capitol simply as a power grab.
President Trump wanted to protect what and who he loved. He loved America. He loved you. What do Democrats want to protect? Have you seen the People's House in Washington, D.C.? Have you seen your United States Capitol surrounded by a gate with miles of razor wire, with thousands of armed National Guards? Democrats want to protect big government and themselves because that's who they care about. That's where their treasure lies.
Lauren Boebert failed to mention the deadly rampage Trump's supporters carried out at the nation's capital on January 6th, the same day she tweeted, quote, today is 1776. Her tone shifted quickly on social media. 2 days later, she began another tweet, quote, at a time where we want our country to unify. But in Montrose on Monday, there was no talk of unity, no talk of bipartisanship, no talk of compromise. In the Q&A at the end of the event, there were no critical questions. There were, however, mischaracterizations of Democratic legislation like H.R. 1, the For the People Act, which would expand automatic voter registration and 2 weeks of early voting to all 50 states. Attacking the Democracy Reform Bill, which has already passed the House but faces a filibuster in the Senate, while continuing to sow doubt in the election results and Dominion voting machines, Boebert neglected to mention that she won her race using these very systems. She railed against the Equality Act, which seeks to prohibit discrimination based on sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity, without ever explicitly using the word trans.
The past 2 weeks alone, the bills that have been passed in the House are downright disgusting. The Democrats have hijacked the American language, and they think they can put a fancy title on any bill and call it whatever they want, when the contents of that bill have nothing to do with what they're calling it. They are counting on people to be ignorant, to not read what's in the bill. They are counting on the representatives to be able to lie and deceive them about what's in it, or just not have an answer to it. Well, here's what it's called. It's called the Equality Act. Must be good, right? We all want equality, right? Must be a fantastic bill. Well, the Constitution right there in the preamble says that we are all equal. We have the 14th Amendment that says all men, and it's okay to say men as a gender neutral term. All men are created equal, are equal under the law. You know, I've decided I don't want Democrats to call me Congresswoman. I want them to acknowledge that man is a gender neutral term, and they can call me Congressman Boebert. In the Equality Act, they have ended girls' sports in America. How many girls will lose out on their scholarship because they're outplayed by a boy? How is this okay in America? How is that equality? It is far from equality. Democrats under this legislation are seeking to replace mom and dad with bureaucrats.
Careening from one Fox News talking point to the next, Boebert was often difficult to follow, but that didn't faze the true believers. As the event wrapped up, One supporter from Paonia, who is convinced the 2020 election was stolen, said she felt inspired because Boebert, quote, doesn't sugarcoat. She doesn't manipulate. She just tells common sense truth. For KVNF News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Gavin Dahl.